Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to use my shirt. Okay.
I know. Weird request.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. Highlight of the show, season 2, mix number...
I'm not sure.
12.
12.
Yayo. Welcome to the Halahala Show, everybody.
What's up, everybody? This is the program.
The program.
That talks about everything.
Like news and politics.
And funny shit. Yeah. Wow, so elaborate.
Elaborate, right?
So eloquent of me. But yes, we are the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun. And I'm Rika.
And this is... And I'm Jason. I'm Jason. I thought you were going to introduce me.
Oh, and you're Jason.
And you're Rika.
That's true.
Yep. And so let me... But we do have a little bit of structure to the program.
Okay, so we start with
Where you been.
Okay, so where you been? We talk about our lives and, you know, what we ate in the four corners of our room.
And what we watched.
What we watched. Mm-hmm. Which is basically me, nothing.
And then we do the TTs, the trending topics. Today's TTs, Rika G. We have a few. A lot of very, I'd say heavy
serious
stuff.
Ones. Serious ones. We need to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch. There was like a Asian, anti-East/anti-Southeast Asian like attacks and like it's going on across the US and the UK. But there was specifically also there was a shooting in Atlanta.
Yes.
That took the lives of a few Asian women.
Yeah, so just to, you know, just to clarify, we are a Filipino-made podcast.
Yes, yes.
We are Asians, and we need to talk about it.
Yep, yep. And kind of related to that, there's something happened with Teen Vogue, the magazine. Mm-hmm. They hired a new editor-in-chief, and then people dug up some old tweets that were anti-Asian, like 10-year-old tweets. And what happened to her? Her name is Alexi McCammond. So we'll just give you an update on what happened there because it's interesting. It's also got cancel culture involved again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of related to that. And then more local related shiz.
Okay.
Is
the new IATF rules.
Yep. The lockdown.
But it says there the first item is no lockdown. Mm. I don't know what it means anymore.
Yeah,
like
me too.
If you have all of these rules, isn't it lockdown?
Yeah. I guess.
Anyway.
We'll talk about that. And then a lighter one. I guess it's kind of lighter. Johnny Depp. Something happened to Johnny Depp's home?
Broke into his home.
Yeah.
And did some stuff.
Yeah. So we'll talk about those are the TTs. If you want to skip to the TTs, the timestamps are in the podcast mix description wherever you're listening.
Who sang that song?
Which one?
Skip to the TTs.
That's
skip
a song?
To the good part. What's that again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a song.
I don't know that. And yeah, that's it. Let's start with where you been. Rika G, where you been this week?
This week was just, you know, me sitting at home. But I did go out last Saturday to celebrate with my friend at a coffee shop. We went to Because Coffee. She's about to leave Manila. I think she's going to Iloilo. So I wanted to celebrate with her because we're both Pisces. Piscesians. I feel like that's the term.
Is it?
I'm making it a term.
Hey, what did you say? Shout out to my co-Pisces.
My co-Pisces, yes. So she's my co-Pisces. And we celebrated the end of Pisces season, which was last Saturday. And we went to Because Coffee. That coffee shop is the epitome of Instagram. Like, it's so Instagrammable. It's in BGC.
Okay.
So thankfully in BGC, there weren't a lot of people. There was parking for some reason. I guess because, you know, a lot of people just really wanted to stay home. So we went there and we had some coffee after we had dinner in El Jardin. Do you know that restaurant?
I know. I've never been though.
Yeah, but I mean, you've seen it online, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They used to hold like don't know, like at night, I think sometimes they have a DJ and shit. But this week, they had to, you know, stop basically some of that. So it was pretty nice. It was pretty chill.
How do you spell is it because, like the word, or is
because,
it?
Because.
Okay. Not a fancy weird spelling.
No.
Okay.
BECAUXNJSE.
No, it's because you take out all the vowels.
So oh, it's just BCS. BECZ.
BEC. How do you spell because? BEC. BCS.
No, that's
BCS.
I've been saying it.
Do you spell because? I spell out because when I say
COS.
No, no, like when I, no, you know how there's some words where you use, when you write it, you have to spell it out.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Bikause.
B-E-C-A-U-S-E.
Also for me, Tuesday.
It's like a song.
Tuesday.
T-U-E-S-D-A-Y.
Yeah. Anyway. So we went to Bikause. That coffee shop really is just so beautiful. And then. Yun nga, we went to El Jardin. We had a few cocktails and then they gave us free shots. I don't know why when I'm at a bar or whatever, like, and, I mean, but I don't know. Maybe because I get friendly with the bartender sometimes. The manager gave us free shots. So thank you to the manager.
It's a nice spot, man.
It was a chill spot. So we were only like, we sat outside because we didn't want to be, you know, in an enclosed space. Mm. So we sat outside, like, you know, 6 feet away from each other, which is kind of difficult when you want to, you know, celebrate with someone. Mm. we ate the most bomb-ass carrot cake. And TBH, the flavor profile wasn't really a carrot cake-ish. It's more like just the sponges carrot cake. But dapat you use
cream
cheese. I think they use like... whipped cream, but I liked it. I loved it.
The flavor. And what did you say?
The flavor profile.
Profile.
What? You
that's so
use
cool.
it.
That's such a bad. That's such a badass term.
The flavor. What's your flavor profile? I feel like my flavor profile is like 20% pug, and then like maybe 70% sweat.
Salt.
Right.
Salty.
And then 10%. Smoke from something I'm frying at home. I don't know. Sometimes like some essential oils would be in the mix because I love essential oils. Sunday we went to Antipolo for Marky's birthday and we got tested there. So thank you, Marky.
Happy birthday, Marky Strom.
Marky Strom. If you guys know him,
He
had a birthday shoot.
In his birthday suit.
And he likes walking down the runway just wearing a sock.
You guys need to go to Marky Strom.
You know what? That's not even the half of it. Okay.
There's more?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Well,
look at this, bro.
Right? Anyway, so we went to Antipolo to his house and we got tested there, thankfully. And, we ate some bomb ass food. Y'all know that he's Norwegian. So we had like some dishes from his country.
Salmon?
No, but there was this like one potato dish that's just so creamy and big and shit. Oh, and can I just say, I don't know what you call it, but it's brown cheese. Okay. It's brown cheese. And I know you can get it in Santis in like the gourmet stores, but it's like in the middle of cheese and yema. And when you taste it, you don't know if it's salty or sweet. And it's so good with waffles and cream. And oh my God, you have to taste it. Your tongue needs to touch that brown cheese, man.
I'm gonna Google it.
I know that doesn't really sound great.
Brown cheese?
It's brown cheese. It's like Norwegian.
Bruins?
Can I see?
Is it? What the fuck is this?
Images.
Is it this?
Yes.
Norwegian brown cheese.
They have like a certain tool for you to like scrape off a sheet of cheese.
It's G-J-E-T-O-S-T. Jost.
Oh my God. You have to taste it. I think it's like well known as brown cheese.
Okay.
So please, if you have time, if you want to celebrate with somebody with like cheese and shit, please. I'm into cheese because, you know, I need something tasty in my mouth without sugar. Yeah. So,
waffles.
God, that is
you put
so
it on
good.
Waffles,
that,
huh?
Exactly that. Like, there's a waffle, some creme fraiche, and then some, like, jam. And then
brown cheese.
The brown cheese is so.
May balat ba to? Like, does it have skin on it? Like, not like the on the block of cheese?
No, it has it has a wrapper. So I think it needs to be chilled. So it's really, really, really good. I'm planning to buy a block just for myself.
Just saying.
No judgment. No judgment here. You can always do that by yourself. So please, if you. Oh my God. Anyway.
Good branda so lost.
What else did I do? I've just been at home with Pepper. What else? Oh, there was this one time I got mad at Pepper. And then right after, I said, I'm sorry, baby.
Why? What did Pepper do?
Because I cleaned the apartment. So, by the way, I rearranged, you know, my whole first floor. Akala mo naman laki ng apartment ko, diba? I rearranged the whole first floor, like the refrigerator where I want to put my coffee station. And so before rearranging everything, I actually cleaned the floor. So like Clorox, everything was so clean you could eat off of it. And then I let Pepper in and he peed right away. And I'm like, no! That's a gulat siya. Nagulat siya with my voice. And then I said, sorry.
My dogs pee in the house every day.
I know.
It's so sad.
But they're so cute. Yeah, you can't get mad at them.
I know.
I did something that was already at the tip of my tongue, but I forgot about it. What did I do? Anyway, yeah. So I cleaned and then, okay, so I'm not active on TikTok. Like, I don't post a lot there. Sometimes I post like funny stuff that I think is funny when I do it. So sometimes I post. There's this one night after a yoga session. So I was still a little flexible. So I just posted a photo of me in my workout clothes. And then, you know that pose that Victoria Beckham did with the legs?
No.
her legs were like letter L. So one leg was up straight and then the other one was on the floor.
In the wannabe music video.
Yeah, so kind of did that. And I took a video and I did not know that it would have 5,000 views.
Oh, you got 5,000 views on TikTok?
No, on that video. Because it's like, you know.
Wait, where'd you post it?
On TikTok.
Oh, so yeah, 5,000 views on TikTok.
Yeah, so like, you know, me and my workout. And I'm like, I'm a little concerned because I don't really want people to know that I post on TikTok. No, because in my head, it was like, nobody follows me. I have like 12 followers.
Did you get more after that?
Yeah.
Nice.
At one point, I had to report one comment, just one.
Okay.
Because the rest are like funny, harmless, but one. And
you should, TikTok is huge.
I know it is. It's just that I just like watching videos, but I do post.
Do you want to promote it on this podcast?
No. You guys,
I saw the name of your TikTok too. It's like, it's not Rika GGG.
Rika GGG.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So anyway, it's like, it's just so weird that people actually find out about your TikToks. Well, I don't know. It was just funny. It was just really funny.
I thought that the TikTok, you know, like the video plays.
Yeah.
You know, it shows you how many times the video has been viewed. I thought it was like, I thought they falsified the numbers or like the numbers were not super real. But then I Googled it. Mm. It's true talaga, no? So if a video says it got 1 million views, like literally a million people viewed your
fucking video.
Exactly.
You know what? I was just talking about this earlier. I saw this one girl who has 9 million followers, okay?
Jesus.
And for me, when I do have 9 million followers, I would get a little scared because first of all, I want it to be not just on TikTok. I want it to translate into something else. Like, I wanted to translate into another career. Because what if TikTok just, disappears?
But usually that's what they do, diba? They say, especially, like, usually the ones I see on TikTok, they're very good at clickbaiting you into, you know, like, part one. For the rest, check out my YouTube video.
Exactly.
YouTube channel,
because blah, 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 blah. I saw this person who has 9 million followers, and she doesn't have anything after. Mm. It's just on TikTok. Like, I would be, I'm not judging, it's just that I would be a little scared and concerned. If I didn't have like a plan B, like example, Addison Rae converted that following with an actual, like, I don't know,
IG?
Like a music career.
Because
she has a song now, right?
She does.
She does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
She has a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
is it good?
It's like a pop song. It's like you can dance
is
to
it good?
The song. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I thought you were like,
It's very like, I don't know, it reminded me a little bit of Ariana Grande. A little, like very pop. It's a pop song.
Okay.
So anyway, so yeah, that's, those are my thoughts about, you know, having a big following.
I can't believe like the millions of views on video. See, Ria Rams, my radio partner.
I know, Ria Rams, has like 70,000 followers. 70K
but one of her videos has like a million views, bro.
Shit.
That's crazy, man. I can't believe it. Like, I mean, I can't believe that like TikTok reaches that many people. Because like a million people have never viewed my Instagram, for sure. Like yeah, 100%. Sure. There's no way that a million people have gone to my IG.
And the thing is, you don't even need to have a big following for you to have a million views.
Yeah. Right? The algorithm is actually it's pretty like, crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Once you put that hashtag TikTok, hashtag FYP. Yeah, you're TikTok in there. You're in the mix.
You're in the zone, bro.
So,
just post more on TikTok, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, think it's fun. Yeah. Anyway, so I think that's it. Oh, can I just suggest a TikTok page that I think is really funny?
Oh, I'll do that too.
At
then.
The same time, very informative. Her name is, wait a minute. There's an ad. Oh, sorry. Oops.
Put a finger down. If you...
Put a finger down. Here we go. Her name is Remy Jo on TikTok, and she's a plus size model. I think she calls herself a curve model. There we go. She's a curve model, and she does a lot of realistic hauls with like clothing brands like Forever 21, H&M, Fashion Nova, because I mean, you would see all of these amazing models and it would look great on them, but once you put it on, it's different, obviously. So it's kind of like she's the queen of realistic hauls, because if you do have the same body type or a close body type with her, you would see how it fits.
How do you spell her?
R-E-M-I-J-O, Remy Jo. And her voice is really funny. It's like raspy. And then she has like this thing how she talks, like, it's gorgeous. Like she
New York?
Does something.
Or
yes,
Boston.
Yes.
I don't know the difference.
She's from New York. And she's really funny. That's it.
Finn. Oh, speaking of TikTok, I love this guy. I showed Rika before. You know this guy, right? See, Francis Carell Official. FrancisKarel Official. He's the guy that sings on Omegle and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good, dude. So he just plays his guitar and he plays for people. He's so good, man. Watch it. He goes on Omegle, that site. Have you ever been on Omegle?
I did, yeah.
Or Chat Roulette?
You know, sometimes I just go on there.
You still do it?
Yeah.
Are there random dicks?
No,
there used
no,
to be
no.
a lot of dicks on
No,
Chat
not
Roulette,
anymore.
Bro.
There would be like kids on there just like watching TV.
So weird, huh?
But I wouldn't turn on my camera.
Oh.
I would just be like chilling.
Dude, I remember like when Chat Roulette was like really big before, I would just go on there with my, you know, cousins or my friends, and we'd see a lot of penis. Like a lot of penis.
I would not want to see
it was
that.
So weird.
It's not my thing.
Like they're just like
ew.
Yeah, man.
Oh, by the way, I think Twitter has a new
I think I saw that shit too.
The new like what do you call that? Like a new service? I don't know. It's kind of like you can oh gosh.
It's like
you can go into a room
like
there's
Clubhouse.
A room. Yeah, like Clubhouse.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's like an audio chat room.
And people can just go into your chat room and talk about the same thing you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just like do you have Clubhouse yet? Clubhouse is cool, but I feel like it's a very niche audio. Like I don't
but
know.
What's the downside of it? I mean, obviously because you don't have like a video.
No video, no pictures. It's just like audio. You create a chat room,
right?
And then
so do you type or can you?
No. There's no typing. It's just you're like it's like a.
You're just talking to
it's
people.
It's like a Zoom call, but with no video.
Oh, okay.
And then you can
did
raise
I tell
your
you
hand.
About that? I Which go one? On Zoom like to study with people, like random people.
No.
Okay, so I go to whenever I want to study. Because I'm enrolled in a class, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I want to study and I need to see other people studying so that I could, you know, encourage myself to study more, I go into this
like random people?
Wait lang. Into this one website. It's actually like a legit website. Oh my gosh. I'm going to search for it.
Sige,
but anyway,
sige.
It's a legit website. And then you can choose if you're an undergraduate or a graduate student.
Mm-hmm.
And then you click on, like, let's say for me, I click on graduate student so that it's like the same age. And they would direct you to a Zoom call with like hundreds of people, sometimes thousands.
Just studying?
Just studying. And no audio. You can't turn on your audio. Sometimes you can turn on your video, but I mean, because that's the point. You need to see other people studying.
Really?
But I choose just not to turn on my video. And you could see people from everywhere, like all around the globe. You could see them just studying, you know, and you, because you could see them.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
People do that?
People do that. Yeah.
What?
And I think it, yeah. So if you're the type of person who's encouraged or maybe, yeah, encouraged like with studying, when you see other people studying, like let's say you like the feel of being in a co-working space you know, you
or
see
like
other people working or a coffee shop and, you know, obviously we can't go there now. This is where you can go.
So
it's
strange,
legit.
Man.
I've been there multiple times and I've never seen anybody pull out a dick. So
okay, that's good.
You're safe. You're safe. Especially if it's like, if you click on the undergraduate.
So that works for you? Like just seeing them on video?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see them just studying. And sometimes, because obviously you need breaks, right?
Yeah,
and there would be people in that window. Because the most I've seen would be 70 windows. And in a window would be like, what, 12? 15.
Yeah.
So, I would just change windows just to, you know.
That's so strange.
I would change windows just to be in a Zoom call with people who are actually studying. Because when I see somebody take a break, it kind of reminds me that, oh, maybe I need to take a break, but not really.
Okay.
So I transfer. So,
people are drinking coffee. And
yeah. Because you need to.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to search for the website and then I'm going to tell you about it.
Damn.
So it's legit. Yeah,
probably just Google it, right?
Like, yeah.
Zoom study.
Mm-mm.
Groups.
Huh. Yeah.
Cool.
And it's
man.
Just silent. You can't turn on your
okay.
your mics.
Nice.
So yeah.
Finn?
That's it. You.
That's so interesting, dude. I watched the Snyder Cut. I know you didn't watch it yet. The 4 hour long.
Oh, I didn't tell you about what I watched.
Oh, what did you watch?
Rewatch.
What did you rewatch? Oh, Transformers.
Transformers. I rewatched Transformers, the first movie. I don't know. I like the pointless explosions in the middle of this.
You messaged me about it. That's right.
Yeah. And then I was just wondering, there was this one point that Shia LaBeouf, that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf needed to go up like this building to get the cube to the military.
Oh, part two or part three.
No, this is the first one. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, and I was thinking in my head, he could have ridden a transformer and, you know, they could have used the helicopter thingy to go on the building instead of running multiple blocks in the middle of New York City to go on top of a building. I'm like, why didn't you just use the transformer, man? You could have been there like 5 minutes earlier.
Is that Netflix?
Yes, it is. It is.
Which is your favorite out of the, I don't
the
count the fourth one.
The first one is really good.
Super good.
I like the one with, because I mean, I like him. See the dad. What's his face?
Mark Wahlberg.
I like
the last night.
The
or
last
whatever.
Night. Age of Extinction. I guess it's okay a little bit.
Bumblebee was really good.
Oh, right.
I enjoyed Bumblebee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there. That's what I rewatched. I've been rewatching. Oh, by the way, I started Young Sheldon. Don't ask me where I watch it.
Is it good?
It is. I mean, because I'm obsessed with the Big Bang Theory. So I like, you know, seeing the backstory that, like, there's a universe.
Is it still going, Young Sheldon, or it's canceled?
I think so.
Okay.
I really like the kid there.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Finn.
I was telling Rika that in Transformers, I only liked the first Transformers and Bumblebee, but the fight scene in Transformers 2 with Optimus Prime in the forest where he, like, goes 3v1 with his swords and shit is so the fucking best fight scene, man. It's like the best Transformers fight. It's so good.
You know, I can't imagine Optimus Prime being another like vehicle.
Besides a truck.
It needs to be a truck.
Yeah.
Because I think it's so, you know, it's like
truck. You ever watch the animal one? Oh, fuck. Animal Transform. Beast Wars. Transformers Beast Wars. Oh, this shit's dope.
No.
So fun.
But I do like, you know, big objects fighting or big what do you call that? Big entities fighting. That's why I love Kong Island.
Pacific Rim.
I love Pacific Rim.
That movie's so good.
You know,
good,
Pacific
bro.
Rim hypes me up.
Yeah, it does.
Like in life.
Idris Elba, bro.
Yeah.
What did he say? There's a speech he says, like something humanity.
And I love the premise of Pacific Rim that you need to have two people.
What the fuck is that line, man?
To to operate. What's the name of the big thing? It's not Kaiju because Kaiju Jaegers, is the Jaegers.
Jaegers.
Oh. Yeah, I love that.
And what is that?
Maybe also, I don't know.
What is that speech, bro?
So my perfect movie would be pointless explosions, fast cars. That's why I love Fast and Furious.
I love that shit.
And big entities fighting. Mm-hmm. That would be if like King Kong would be in the same movie as Optimus Prime and fucking, what's his name? Vin Diesel.
I can't wait for Godzilla Kong, bro.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
I cannot wait.
I'm so excited, man.
I love Godzilla.
I love Godzilla. I love
That's why I also enjoyed that,
King of Monsters?
That one movie.
Did you like a Real Steel?
I love Real Steel. I rewatch that shit like every year.
I love Real Steel.
Wait, there's this one movie with like Poseidon. I think it's, the name is Poseidon, maybe.
The ship?
No, the giant ship that crashes? Parang merong,
that movie sucks.
Merong malaking,
monster. It's in the water?
Yes. Maybe it's Poseidon.
Oh, with Rihanna? That one? That movie with Rihanna? Maybe, with the aliens and shit? That
maybe.
Come in?
I forgot the name of that.
And John Carter, what's his name?
Yeah. But anyway, I just love like big shit. Because I mean like you don't need to think about it.
True.
It's like it's not true. It's just fiction.
Oh, the one with The Rock, man. Rampage. You ever watch that one?
What is that?
I think it's like the gorilla's a good guy and then there's like giant monsters.
Oh, yeah,
that movie's
dope
too.
Anyway.
I'm glad we shared that. Anyway, I watched the Snyder Cut, the 4-hour long Justice League, the rework version or whatever.
I asked you if I should even bother.
I think it's kind of ass, but it's better than the Justice League one that came out a few years ago. It's better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
you like it better?
Oh, yeah. It's much better, but it's still, you know, if you compare it to like the best Marvel movies, it's not, it doesn't even come close. Plus, I hate Aquaman. Like, I hate that movie.
What is your favorite DC movie?
Probably Birds of Prey. It's really good. Shazam was okay.
I've never watched Birds of Prey.
Aquaman is the worst fucking movie I've ever
seen.
But
I love Jason Momoa.
I like him too. I hate that movie, Aquaman. Yeah, but there's so much slow-mo in this four. Oh my God. Like if they took out the slow-mo, it'd probably cut 45 minutes. Literally. 45 minutes of screen
time.
That's a lot. I like how they expanded on the, no spoilers, but like in the OG movie, you don't really get much from Cyborg, and Flash is kind of like more of a one-dimensional character or whatever.
But I remember Cyborg had a really good scene.
Yeah, it's even better.
The first one.
It's even better one. Actually, Ray Fisher, the guy who plays Cyborg, there's a lot of drama. Like, I didn't really follow it, but did you hear about that? Like, he had drama with like DC and like a lot of contract disputes and whatever.
No.
I don't really know what happened, but it's, I felt bad for him. Like, I kind of get it now because he got really screwed in the original release because there was like, there's so much missing from his backstory.
What do you mean? Like, they shot the scenes
basically,
and then they decided to just cut it?
Yeah, they cut a lot of shit that really made his character, because there's no Cyborg movie, right? That's what makes the Marvel movies better, or Marvel universe good, is because, like, they have solo movies for almost all of the Avengers guys, right? But because they didn't have a Cyborg movie, you can't just introduce Cyborg and not really give him any life. So this Snyder Cut actually kind of does that.
You know, they should make a movie about Cyborg, but in the Ice Age, and they should call it Iceborg. They should call it Iceborg, dude.
That's why I watch. I don't want to spoil it, but I think it's worth a watch. You might have to take like a break or just
like four breaks,
maybe four breaks. Dude, it's really long. Fuck. Oh, and Pacific Rim, by the way, he says tonight we are canceling the apocalypse. That's what Idris Elba says.
Right.
I watch a bunch of time loop movies. I love time loop movies like Edge of Tomorrow and stuff. I rewatch Groundhog Day, which is like one of the OG ones, but there's a really good one that I think you would enjoy too, Rika G. It's called Palm Springs with Andy Samberg. It's basically, it's a story of Andy Samberg and Nancy, I forgot the name of the girl, the mother in How I Met Your Mother. What's her name? I forgot her name.
Was there a mother?
Yeah, the mother at the end.
And the whole title is How I Met Your Mother.
I forgot her name.
There's a mother?
Yeah, it's
it's kind of like you watching Friends and then you ask, they're friends?
The story is they're wedding guests and they're stuck in the same day over and over again. They're guests.
Time Traveler's Wife,
dude,
man.
It's so good. Palm Springs.
Did you watch Time Traveler's Wife?
I hate that movie.
What?
I hate that
movie. I love the book, but I didn't really like the movie.
The better Time Travel Rachel McAdams movie is called About Time.
Yeah, About Time. Right? I know.
But Palm Springs.
That's really sad though.
Palm Springs is really good. Like, Special Agent John, you gotta Special Agent John it. But it's such a good movie, man. It's like one of my favorites, like, you know, in recent
memory.
Special Agent on it. So I highly recommend that. It's good. It's like, it's a rom-com, because normally with these time loop, there's like Happy Death Days, like there's like horror thriller, Edge of Tomorrow's action. This is just it's like a rom-com. It's good.
It's a romance comedy, right? So it needs to be rom-com.
It's romantic comedy.
Romantic.
It's rom.
And it's not romantic.
Romantic.
Is it?
Rom.
Because sometimes I say romantic.
Ah, fine then. Rom-com.
So rom-com.
Rom-com.
Romantic comedy, yeah. Rom-com.
Oh, man, I watched that. I also watched the that Netflix documentary that dropped about the college scandal that we talked about before. The ones the parents paid this guy.
With Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman and Lori or whatever, the Full House lady.
You know, I think Felicity Huffman's what do you call this, accent, it's just so nice to listen to.
I don't even remember what she sounds like.
Didn't she voice Mrs. Incredible? Was it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
the name of that thing was Operation Varsity Blues.
Okay,
I think it's worth a watch.
Are
they
in jail?
They got there's a bunch of people. I think they're already out. Like they got like 6 months, and then they're like on probation or whatever, house arrest or whatever.
Damn.
It's just, I find it so weird that rich people had to pay for their kids to go. Like, you can go to a different college.
Yeah.
Right? But then they also talk about the pressure of... I thought that aspect of the documentary is really good. The pressure... Oh, actually, that's what I wanted to ask you. Here in the Philippines, is the... like, when you're going into college... Like, when you're applying for colleges in high school, is it like that? Like,
GPA.
No. I mean, in the States, kasi... Everyone's talking about where did you apply, and then they're like, oh, I got into blank, and then they have like a, you know, like, ah, you got into blank, congratulations.
Well, yeah, like, you know.
But is it like a? I feel
it's
like
not really a thing, but obviously, like, a lot of people want to get into the big four universities. Right. But it's also I think it's a bigger thing in like law school or med school.
Is there do they accept everybody who passes the test? Or like because in the U.S. but there's an acceptance rate, so even if you have great grades, not everyone will get in. Like even if you write a great essay, like they only have like, you know, like for example Harvard is like a 10% or like 7% here.
I think
do they take everyone who passes?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, so you take for example Ateneo, you have to take a test, right? I don't know how it works here. So
you need to take a test.
Okay, Diliman. Let's talk Diliman. You take a test. You take the UPCAT.
So you take the UPCAT. And then actually, because UP has like different branches.
Okay.
Campuses. And so your score in the UPCAT would matter, especially with a course that you would want to take. And the university, I think they have a higher score that you need to get when you want to get into UP Manila or UP Diliman.
But let's say you get the highest score. Are you guaranteed acceptance or no?
It depends on the university, like the campus that you want to get into.
So even if you have, if you perfect the UPCAT and you apply for, I guess, Diliman's the one that requires the highest?
Yeah, of course you're going to get in.
100%. Like there's no chance that you can get rejected even if
you
pass?
I'm not sure, you know? I mean, like we all base it on what we know, but it's really, I think, still up to the administration, like the university register. True. Because technically, because when you take the test, you actually when you apply for the UPCAT, you put in three campuses that you want to get into and then the three options for your courses. And then you take the test. And then if your score, your UPCAT score, is qualified, you can get in, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like for me, sorry, two campuses. So like for me, I put down, I don't know why, I put down Diliman and Manila, which has the highest, cutoff. Grade. So I didn't get in technically. So what I had to do was I had to like go into a different what do you call this? Like a, I had to go into like a different system, I guess, mm-hmm. So that I could get into the UP system. So I had to like apply in UPLB.
Okay.
I even had to talk to the actual university registrar and practically beg them a slot for me. Because there are different ways for you to get into a university anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you can get through like your grades, first of all. Secondly, like if you want to be a student athlete, you can get in that way. Mm-hmm. There are also courses that I think you have to like talent based, like with arts, with the arts, fine arts. It's not just a test. Of course, you have to do like a, what do you call that? There's a term. Like you have to paint for them. Maganon.
Like yes. You have to do like a presentation.
Like a talent test.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I know like the course, the like there's a course na.
Ah, baka
if you
want to
take, yun nga, if you want to take painting, obviously, right. You have to paint for them.
Or drama, maybe?
Yeah, like maybe.
A monologue?
I'm not sure.
Can you imagine doing a fucking monologue to get into college? That's crazy. God,
I know. So yeah, anyway, there are different ways to get into this university. But this is only for this university. I don't know if it's for the other universities.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I just found it interesting because like in the there's a great phrase in that documentary. Oh, go ahead.
And there... Oh.
We good?
No,
we're good. Audio sounds good.
And there are also other ways, like for some people, they get into the university system by taking a certificate course. And there are a number of certificate courses in UP, and one of them is forestry. So a lot of people get into the forestry certificate course, and then they have to get into the BS, and then now they can, from the Bachelor of Science course, you can now transfer to your desired course, which will take you a longer time, obviously.
Okay. Actually, but you're already in the system, so you can
The goal is for you to get into the system, because once you're in the system, you can just transfer campuses, you can transfer courses. So that is the goal.
Okay.
And a lot of people actually go into UPLB so that they would get into the system thinking that they're going to transfer to another campus. And it doesn't happen.
Because they love it there.
Yeah. It's because dope. Because that was my plan. Yeah. And a lot of other people's plans as well. But it never happens. You fall in love with UP Los Baños.
Yeah, so there's a phrase there that said that college university education is becoming like a commodity rather than like, it's not really about what you learn. It's more about where you went. So I just wonder, like, is there a lot of, are there people who cry and shit here if they don't get into their, I was just wondering because in the States
I was one of them.
Oh yeah,
because I really, really, really wanted to go to UP, and shit.
Okay, balls. You can just leave it there
anyway. And I didn't get in, right? So I was crying in the middle of our corridor in high school.
Damn,
people couldn't even console me because they were celebrating.
I cried too when I didn't get into my first choice.
What was your first choice?
UC Irvine. It's because I was following a girl.
Oh.
But I really love that campus. Right, it's really dope.
But you have a great campus. You UCSD? Showed me. Yeah,
it's cool. It's like, it's great. It's good. It's good. It's good. But,
wait, long. Here.
Other than that.
Oh, fuck balls.
Okay. We're fixing our cables.
Sorry. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's pretty much all I did. I just watched shit. I played Call of Duty, you know, same old bro. So let's wapow. TTs. What do you want to start with,
friend? Let's start with the, you know, the thing that we really need to talk about.
The heavy stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the anti-Asian and Southeast Asian hate that's going on across the world, actually. But first, let's talk about the shooting, because that's kind of, I mean, I think they've been talking about this anti-Asian attacks and stuff for, you know, last few months. But I guess this one kind of brought it. It's kind of like George Floyd, how the Black Lives Matter thing has always been around, and then they kind of gets put in the back, and then
happens. Isn't it so sad that somebody needs to die?
I know, man.
Somebody needs, you know, for us to actually get down and be serious about this situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, continue.
So there is a shooting in a Atlanta spa, and there were multiple victims, including several Asian women there. You can just look up like the victims, the names, etc. But it was eight victims were shot at three massage parlors in Atlanta, Georgia, and they said that some people are saying that it's racially charged, the text. And the name of, we're not going to say his name, but the shooter indicated that he committed the shootings because of a sex addiction. And people are saying that, you know, it's like the fetishizing Asian women, blah, blah, blah. So
I think we should also say the names of the victims.
The four victims who were killed at two spas in Atlanta were identified Friday. Wait, is it four? It says eight victims, but four, I guess, in these spas, these two spas. Soon Si Park, Hyun J Grant, Suncha Kim, and Yong A Yu. All above 50 years old, actually. Wow, surprising.
Where are the names of the other ones?
I don't have it listed here. This is according to USA Today.
Okay.
So I guess the other victims, we'd have to just look it up.
Okay.
But for just to go into the backstory, so the shooter, he went in there and they said that he said it's because of sex addiction, which brings to light a lot of like how Asians are portrayed in media and, you know, like anime girls, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it sparked a whole, you know, outrage online, social media, a lot of celebrities, especially Asian American celebrities, seen Daniel Kim or from Lost, and
Sandra Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it really just brought into light that, like, even in past occurrences or past things that happen, even if there is like an injustice, usually they highlight when maybe black people are being
like a prejudice.
When there's a prejudice, they highlight like, oh, they did this to black people, it's wrong. But sometimes it happens to Asian people, and they don't really mention it.
Yeah,
I guess maybe because it's like, maybe I don't know why actually. Maybe to people, it's not that big of a deal.
True, and when it comes to these things, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. That we can just convince people, or we can just change things overnight. That. Mm-hmm. You know, we get rid of Asian hate because it's been happening for years and years and years, and it's been ingrained in people's lives that they look at Asian people this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, and actually, I really like this one article. Okay, so because they're labeling this as a hate crime, and a hate crime, actually, it says here, hate crimes are an extreme form of prejudice made more likely in the context of social and political change. So it's basically based on your race, your religion, your gender. And it says here, offenders, this is, I think, is a good point. Offenders may not be motivated by hate, but rather by fear, ignorance, or anger. And these can lead to dehumanization of unfamiliar groups and to targeted aggression, which I think, and I remember there's this one episode in Grey's Anatomy that they talked about it, you know, being racially profiled. And I like how they also talked about it there, because one of the characters said that, you know, this thing being, having this prejudice, it's a human thing, which means we can always unlearn it by knowing more about it.
Right.
You know, because like it says here, it's motivated by fear.
Okay.
And fear of probably the unknown, what you don't know, which means if we keep on talking about it and become knowledgeable, you know, maybe we could overcome this whole problem.
Right. Yeah. Slowly. Where is this from? Which website?
This is from APA.org. So this is Psychology of Hate Crimes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which actually will relate to the next thing that we're going to, the next CT we're going to talk about. But just to go into it, hate crimes in the UK, for example, they increased like almost 100% from last year, June to September of last year, due to politicians, especially Western politicians, linking China's connection to the COVID-19, because it did originate in Wuhan. And I mean, people are calling it the Chinese virus. And the thing is with, I know it's maybe I'm generalizing, but a lot of, so this is just from my point of view.
Okay.
When I was in the States, the people who are not Asian, like white people, but not just white people, like even black people who I talk to, they would ask me, what kind of Asian are you? Because they don't know, or they're not familiar. So
would you get offended?
No.
Okay. Nah, so would you say
no, I'd say I'm Filipino. Because I get it. I kind of get it. I mean, like, they don't know, right? And I'm not going to be mad. Like, what do you mean? What kind of Asian? Or like, where are you really from? I don't really. I get how that can be offensive. And it is offensive, I think, in a way. But I just.
I think it's offensive, but it's more of like a microaggression towards you.
Yeah.
Like when you already say that, let's say, oh, you were born here. I'm from Texas.
Right.
And then they still ask you, no, where are you really from?
Yeah.
You know, but like we said, these things can,
it's just
ignorance, usually. Yeah, it's ignorance. It's because they don't know how to ask you properly, which, yun nga, hopefully we can address by talking more about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Most of the time, they don't mean harm.
True. But how can you ask us in a non-offensive way?
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I don't know, too. Like, what's your ethnicity? Is that what it would be?
Probably. Right? It could be.
Right?
Could be.
Okay. So, yeah.
Or where are you originally from? Your family?
I don't know. That might be a little bit of a stretch because you could be like second generation and you're originally from Texas.
And that's actually one of the issues that also, you know, arose. Is that a word?
Yeah.
From
arised.
This, arised. from, you know, this whole outrage is that even though their family has been in the country for years and years and years, multiple generations, people still consider you as, you know, not from here, a foreigner.
Mm. I get it.
Right?
I'm just generalizing, but I think that's the reason why also a lot of Asians, maybe not Chinese people, but a lot of maybe Koreans, even like Filipinos might be, you know, the crimes or like the, well, yeah, hate crimes and all this prejudice against Asian people across the world kind of took off during COVID-19 because of the association with China. Like the origin, the virus's origin in China.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, we can't, there's too much to kind of dive into this. But it's really sad. Personally, I haven't experienced something super recent because I grew up in California. Mm-hmm. So it's very, you know, yo, man.
It's like a melting pot, dude.
Yeah. And there's mostly Pinoys, dude. Mm-hmm. I lived in a place called Mira Mesa, which is nicknamed Manila Mesa. Yeah. Like it, and like my white friends there, they know lumpia. Mm-hmm. Like all, everybody has a Filipino friend in California. But I don't know what it's like in maybe like more Republican states.
No, but the thing is,
Republican states.
I think we should also talk about how it's not just a concern in the states or like in the Western countries, but also here, you know, because we could still be, we might not know it, we could still be racially profiling, you know, people who are not from our country.
Dude, we do that. I talked about it here before.
Yes, we did.
There was an influx of Chinese immigrants here, you know, Pogo, blah blah blah, and I see it happen. Mm. There was a time I don't know which mix it was, way back, where I was like, I can't, like the elevators in my building, there were guards because there were so many Chinese Pogo workers in my building before, and they're gone nayate because of the pandemic. They would separate the Pinoys from the Chinese people in the elevators, like they would let the Pinoys have priority. It's kind of weird. I told the building management too. I was like, "That's kind of racist, right?"
That is racist.
It's super racist. Yeah, and they're like, blah, 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 blah.
"Right."
Like,
yeah, blah, at the same time, like other races or ethnicities would also do that to us, right?
So it's kind of like,
remember that restaurant who said like Chinese only, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not just a problem there; it's everywhere.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in the world. Before we move on to the next thing, what do we have to do? I see a lot of social media posts, but is that enough? Well, I mean, how do you improve the situation, man?
Keep on talking about it. I like what's been happening. Like, you know that there was the rise of the BLM movement, the Black Lives Movement.
Black Lives Matter movement. Yeah.
And it also like shifted into, you know what? Let's support Black businesses and musicians and artists, so that it kind of translates into mass media, so that more people can know more about these, you know, these groups, minorities, so that we're all informed.
True.
Diba? If that's the way for you to be open to like a minority group with their music, with the movies, then why not, right?
Is there a, because you know BLM, Black Lives Matter, is there a like a key phrase? Is it Asian Lives Matter? I haven't really seen it thrown around. I keep seeing different hashtags.
I see Stop Asian Hate. Yeah.
Manganun. So I don't know if there's like a, parang a ban, because BLM, like, that's like the key phrase, right? True. And everything else falls underneath. I haven't really seen like a definitive, you know, stop Asian hate kind of.
And the thing is, it's like people are also informing, you know, Western countries or people who live in Western countries.
Yeah.
Now, Asia is not just Japan, Korea, and China. Mm. You know,
Philippines, Thailand, Cambodia,
India. Yeah. Even Mongolia is Asia. So,
oh yeah, one more thing, by the way. The portrayal of Asians in media was also a big thing that I saw people bring up. So, actually, I really like Steven Yeun, right? Mm-hmm. Steven Yeun from Walking Dead. He's really vocal about it, because on Walking Dead, he said that his character couldn't really grow. It wasn't anything wrong with the show. That's just how they kind of wrote his character, and there wasn't much to work with the comics, but he likes to take roles that he can really, you know, expand on his, like, the character has character. It's not just an Asian guy.
Like a token Asian guy, yeah.
Right? And it happens all the time in media, especially with women, like fetishizing women.
Yes, exactly. My thing, I think I saw a video one time that an Asian woman in a movie needs to have like that purple streak in her hair. And she needs to be a rebel and wears black all the time.
Probably uses a sword or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, which by the way, congratulations to Steven Yeun?
Yeun.
And Minari is nominated for an Oscar.
First Asian American to be nominated for Best Actor.
And first this Asian is American. Twice in a row, you know, for... Wow.
Yeah, and Riz Ahmed, who you might know from The Night of and maybe Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah.
He's also nominated as for Best Actor, which makes it like the first time two like Asian, like they have Asian blood in them to be nominated for Best Actor, which is really cool.
I watched the announcement of the nominations because Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, they hosted it.
Oh.
And Nick Jonas wore a full gold yellow suit. I guess he was being the Oscar trophy, probably. I'm like, that is a loud suit, man. But yeah.
Yeah, I need to watch Minari.
It's so weird now that, you know, all of these things, they just happen on the internet. Mm-hmm. Even the Grammys, right? So anyway.
Wapow?
Wapow.
Okay, kind of related to this, and actually kind of related to the point that you made about, you know, people who maybe have prejudices against certain race.
Prejudice against
maybe certain religions, certain races. Teen Vogue, the magazine, they hired an editor-in-chief. Her name is Alexi McCammon. And then, you know, when she got hired or when she was about to go on board, like the first week, people dug up 10-year-old, I just want to make this very clear, 10-year-old tweets that were, very anti-Asian. So it's kind of in line with what's going on right now. So I guess that worked even worse in her favor. But the tweets were like, outdone by Asian, hashtag what's new, now Googling how to not wake up with swollen Asian eyes, give me a 2 out of 10 on my chem problems, thanks a lot, stupid Asian TA. I'm guessing she's referring to teacher's assistant in the school she was. And this was September and October of 2011. So what is that? 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
And because of this, she issued an apology, and then
stepped down.
After 3 days, she stepped down as well, and she issued a statement. You can read it on there, but I'll just read a little excerpts. Okay. I became a journalist to help lift up the stories and voices of our most vulnerable communities. As a young woman of color, and she's not white. I think she's like, I don't know. She has parang Latina or something, maybe black. I'm not sure. That's part of the reason I was so excited to lead the Teen Vogue team in its next chapter. My past tweets have overshadowed the work I've done to highlight the people and issues that I care about. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I should not have tweeted what I did, and I have taken full responsibility for that. I look at my work and growth in the years since and have redoubled my commitment to growing in the years to come as both a person and as a professional. And then there are so many stories left to be told, especially those about marginalized communities and the issues affecting them. I hope to have the opportunity to rejoin the ranks of tireless journalists who are shining light on the issues that matter every single day. So she, so the long story short, she got hired. Tweets came up about anti-Asian mm-hmm. tweets. She issued an apology. She didn't resign yet. And then a few days later, she resigned. They parted ways amicably and gave that apology. And
what do you think about it?
You know what, man? It was 10 years ago, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the replies to the tweets. Of course, there's people who are saying, like, you know, you were racist then. You can't change who you are now. Mm-hmm. You know, once you're a bigot, you're always a bigot. And then I saw some other more positive ones from companies that Alexis mm-hmm. worked for. And Alexi worked for and said, you know, you were an upstanding professional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the work that you did for us really did uplift these, you know, yeah. marginalized communities. I guess she wrote articles, or maybe they made articles, maybe highlighting the struggles of, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know what her body of work is. But in 10 years, man, I feel like you can change, bro. And I think it's a circumstance of, you know, the Asian, you know, the Stop Asian Hate movement right now, which kind of, makes it even worse. Makes it look even worse than it's bad. Okay, I know it's bad. What she tweeted was bad, and she was wrong for it. And mm-hmm. she said she took accountability for it in the mm-hmm. past already. Actually, like, this isn't the first time that it came out.
Can I just say, like, that is such a weak argument and
which one?
Weak thing to say. Once you're a bigot, you're always a bigot.
That's so stupid, bro.
That is the whole reason why we're talking about this. Yeah. Why we want more people to know about our culture and our ethnicity mm-hmm. is because we want them to look at us in a different way, to actually change. Mm-hmm. And for you to say that, oh no, you can't change, then what is the point of all of this?
From a business perspective, naman.
Yeah.
Teen Vogue, I get why. I think she mm-hmm. she made the choice to step down. But even if she didn't make the choice to step down, if Teen Vogue let her go, I would understand it mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. people would really shit on Teen Vogue. They would probably lose.
Basically, they're still under the power of the people because they're subscribers and they're, you know,
but should this lady never work in media again? I don't think so.
No,
man.
That's unfair.
That's super unfair, bro.
Which makes you think, you know what? Sometimes it's just, it's one of my fears and an anxious thought that I have. Mm-hmm. What did I tweet 10 years ago?
Have you gone? I don't really tweet stuff.
I don't think you can anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really tried, but like, do I really want to know? I feel like I tweeted or I posted some stupid shit
mm-hmm.
that obviously you don't think that way anymore.
Yeah.
But once you get in a successful position in your life, are people just going to dig up stuff?
To drag you down?
To drag you down?
Sometimes that's what it is, man. They want to... I mean, I would venture to say some are even jealous of your success, for mm-hmm. example. And they want... Yeah, they're not happy with their lives. And they're like, they're going to go back in time and search.
Yeah.
So I'm sure some people type the person's name and mm-hmm. search every fucking curse word, mm-hmm. every racist word, just to see if you type something... you know, if it's recent, I get it, right?
Yeah.
If it was like a year ago. But 10 years ago,
and
I think she was 17 at the time.
True. It also depends with me. Their statement mm-hmm. after they make the move, like mm-hmm. let's say it's stepping down. I don't know. I feel like we've learned with a lot of apology videos and apology letters we can pinpoint if they're being genuine or not. You know what? I just remembered this one photo that I have, and I think it's still on my Facebook page. And I actually portrayed like a warrior in like a tribe before.
Okay.
And I think it could be mistaken.
It's like a marginalized tribe.
Yeah, it could be mistaken as
blackface. Right.
So I'm still, you know, skeptical about that mm-hmm. because like for us in that time, I was in high school, we were portraying something
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to be accurate.
Yeah.
But obviously, I feel like that could be, I don't know, used against me at one point. So
it's scary, right?
Yeah.
It's going to come to the point where if this whole cancel culture, kumbaga, ano, mm-hmm. this whole society that we live in, like, there's not going to be any people left to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be perfect, man. Perfect, ka?
Perfect. Speaking of editor in chief,
Chiefs.
Is it Chiefs or Chiefs? Because if Chiefs. it's like half, diba, halves.
Halves. Oh, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Oh,
tama.
Editor in Chiefs.
And it, speaking of editor in Chiefs, wait lang. The new editor in chief of Vogue China is a 27-year-old.
Oh,
what
yeah.
did you I do? I know. I was shook. Yeah. What did you do when you were 27?
She's so badass looking.
I
too,
know.
Huh?
And like, she started with cool. making a blog, and then she started like I don't know, like networking with different people. And
oh, but someone was gonna dig up some tweets about it.
I know. No. I'm like anyway, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I saw that and I saw her life, I'm like, I want to be your friend, man.
Yeah. So, anyway. So there we go. I mean, 10 years ago, very poor judgment on her part when she was younger. And there was some racism in her before because of those tweets. I mean, there's got to be because of those tweets.
Like we said, it's like lack of knowledge. Yeah. That's why this is happening, which means, syempre, natuto na siya.
Yeah.
Hopefully, natuto na siya, diba?
Yeah. I mean, she seems to be in her line of work that she did, like her body of work seems to... Based on her apology and like the people who she worked with who've spoken highly of her work, I think she should be forgiven. Maybe not with Teen Vogue right now because it's bad publicity for them, but she shouldn't be canceled. Like she shouldn't like not have a career anymore. So hopefully she bounces back from this. It's sad, man. It's sad. Wapow. I know, you want to take the break now or what?
Yeah, the break.
All right, time to do some
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Oh my God. Happy birthday to
La Lazada.
Dude, we didn't even discuss that. That's how effective their YouTube ads
right?
is. Leave me up.
Whoever wrote that song and
Galing,
made the
no?
jingle, Galina. You guys should get paid big time.
So Lazada's birthday sale is happening this Saturday,
March 27th.
All right?
Yes.
And we have very important. If you're going to shop, you probably were already planning to.
You already have some stuff in your cart because I have, can I just say, 49 items.
Damn,
in
son.
In my cart. I mean,
damn.
If I had the money, I would check out on all of them.
So you just put it in cart. Right?
I just put it in the cart
in case
you need
lotto, right?
to check out, these certain items. And because they would have on March 27, they're gonna have like 90% off on some items.
Yeah, free shipping with no minimum spend and deals up to 90% off.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're gonna shop, very important. There's a link in the podcast description that you're listening to. Click on that.
Come on, you guys.
Click on that and just shop, man.
You already know. And don't we have a code?
Yeah, it's not a code. It's just that link.
Oh,
so
okay.
Shop through that link.
Please shop through that link.
Yeah.
And
like if you were
going to
shop anyway, right?
Yeah. And like we said, you're going to have like free shipping vouchers and there are a lot of stuff happening. March 27th. 90%,
mm-hmm.
right? If I can get like... 10 pesos for a 100 peso thing, right?
There we
tama
go.
Ba yung math ko?
Tama.
Yes.
So yeah, make sure when you click on that link that we have here and you check out on Lazada's birthday, which is March 27, this Saturday, if you're listening this week, it's this Saturday, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And that does it for...
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bill. Shall we do Johnny Depp and then we'll do the lockdown stuff or what? Or lockdown stuff and then just
lockdown.
Lockdown stuff first.
Yeah.
Okay. Wapow. Let's talk about the lockdown stuff again, I guess. Lockdown or is it
Firefox? Should I have Firefox?
You always make fun of Firefox.
No, I mean
bro.
Like should I have Firefox? Because my brother actually told me
I don't know.
That I should download
this is
another
second time you've shit on my Firefox.
I'm not
bro.
Shitting on it. I'm just asking about
no,
it.
I have Chrome and I have Firefox,
no, because
I have Opera and
my,
Safari.
My brother told me to get another what do you call that? OS? No.
Operating system?
No, that what do you call that?
Browser.
Browser. So that I don't know, like, but it has
so
something
like Google
to
can't
do.
Track you?
No, it's like something. It has something to do with your
cookies
memory.
Oh,
yeah, or
I
something.
Don't
I don't know.
No
anyway,
So anyway, the NCR region and adjacent provinces of Bulacan, Cavite, Laguna, and Rizal are starting today, March 22. Will be under a GCQ general community quarantine. And weren't we already in GCQ? I don't know. From today, March 22, all the way till April 4, which is a Sunday, according to the IATF, or the Interagency Task Force on Emerging Infectious Diseases. It's according to Inquirer.net. So yeah, this, we're back to GCQ, I guess.
Yes. And I think the notable stuff here, in the, because they posted like a really long list on what you can and cannot do. One of the notable things that I saw was there's no dine-in again.
No dine-in, right? But there is outdoor dining.
Outdoor dining.
Outdoor dining is still allowed.
That's why in that restaurant, we were all seated outside. Nobody was allowed inside.
But hindi pa in effect.
No, but I think they had to practice, to do it, right. Yeah.
The curfew that's been already implemented since last week is still gonna be enforced under everyone under GCQ. So 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. with the exception being the people
medical
who are
frontliners,
people go to work. Media. Like us.
But I don't really go out at that. Yeah,
true. Mass gatherings, once again, limited to
10.
10 people. And ano pa ba? The IATF said the maximum number of allowable customers in restaurants will be restricted to 50% of the venue capacity. Additional preventative measures must also be put in place, such as limiting the number of diners per table to 2. With the acrylic, I think we've already been doing it, right?
Yeah.
In a way.
Basically, I think they're just reminding people that we just need to be a lot stricter and reminding them that, you know, and closed spaces.
Yeah. Right? And this was in response to, and I'm sure you've all seen it, the daily new cases breaching 7,000 over like 3 days.
And I hear a lot of people say that it's really scarier because these are people I know already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually,
I've seen that.
In our area, the street that is under extreme lockdown, it's just two streets away from me. And apparently...
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. So apparently they have multiple households where all of the people under that household are infected by the virus.
Man.
And it's... I think most of them, like, because a family member works in the medical field. Oh, that's why when they come home, you know, everybody gets infected. That's why they're also encouraging people to wear masks even inside the home if you're not alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ano tawag dito? Someone in our we have a group chat, or the Monster Jocks, the DJs that work at the station, and someone said that you can really, like, you really see it, or it becomes more real, because I feel like everyone now knows somebody close to them that has either gotten it or has had a family member get it.
Yeah.
Like I mean just us. I've had two cousins that got it in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I've had a close high school friend that got it. Mm-hmm. I've had, who else do I know? I know people directly, like, related to me or like close to me who have had it, and it's really scary, brah.
It is.
So, and then I know they proposed like a hard GCQ or a soft MECQ. I don't really know what the difference is. I think it just goes to show that people, like these GCQ, ECQ, MECQ, they're so confusing.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean, shouldn't it, I don't know. I mean, how do they make it less confusing?
I mean, like, they can always do that, but I think it's really up to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're just under soft ECQ or medium, I don't know.
Medium rare
ECQ. Like, just be aware of, you know, stuff that you're doing.
Right.
Obviously, still wear a mask. If you don't have to go outside, then don't. If you are going to go outside, then don't forget your face shield, your mask, wash your hands. It's really up to you, because whatever they say, they really just want us to be safe and not infected.
Yeah.
So do the most that you can.
I was saying before we were recording that, man, it feels like we're going backwards, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's been
Who
more
knew?
Than a year. It's
Who
been
knew,
more than a
right?
year. And I feel like we're taking steps back. We haven't really improved on the situation.
No vaccine rollout, not even a plan.
I think there is a vaccine rollout. It's just, it's slow. It's very slow.
Okay, so when it comes to the medical frontliners, yes, they are rolling it up.
Yeah.
But for the public,
not yet.
I mean, I don't want to be the person who compares it you know, from other countries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just, it's so disheartening to see other people in other countries get it.
It's sad.
As, yeah, I've been a population.
Really, I've been really sad the last few weeks, man. Like, just,
it can really affect you.
Like, I've just been sad. Not like, I wouldn't go as far as saying like depression or anything, but, you know, I was like, I was hopeful that we would, by the Burr months, we would be, you know, like, you know, maybe
and
not.
And March is already ending.
I know, bro. So I was just like, fuck, man. Because I, you know, I had that whole 30-year-old crisis. I'm like, dude, that's another fucking year off my life. And of course, off everyone else's lives. And it sucks, dude. It fucking sucks, bro. Like, there's so much shit I want
to
do.
Yeah, I think it's valid to just say that it sucks. And then, every day, man. Let it be. Let yourself feel it.
Every day, you're just like, you're just making it to the next day. Mm. And you're like hoping something's going to happen. And it's the same shit, bro. It makes me bum. Like, you know, like, as much as I'm very lucky that I could just, for the most part, stay home, play Call of Duty. Dude, I can't tell you. Like, you know, when we do our Where You Beans, that's all I do.
Yeah.
That's all I do. Every week. Listen to the last like 20 mixes. All I do is play Call of Duty and watch movies.
True.
I'm not really living, you know, my life.
Yeah. I mean, like, it also helps, you know, just to realize that these are things that we cannot really control.
True.
So maybe if you can, focus on stuff that you can control. But if there would be times that I feel like it's also healthy, that just let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel sad about it. It's okay.
True. Yeah. So, wapow.
Right. Speaking of being inside a house.
Oh, shit. Nice segue,
I know.
Partner.
Can you imagine going into somebody else's mansion and just stay there?
Johnny Depp, according to several tabloid websites, okay? So I don't know how official it is. This one, TMZ, take it with a grain of salt. But a home intruder made their way into Johnny Depp's really big ass fucking mansion.
It's like
look
a freaking castle,
oh,
man.
Oh my God. And so law enforcement sources say that cops got called to Johnny Depp's Hollywood Hills residence this past Thursday by a neighbor who spotted an apparently homeless man hanging out in the backyard pool of Johnny Depp. And apparently after investigation that this guy, this homeless man, they say he's homeless man, used the pool, but also went inside and found the bar, man, and made a drink.
That would be if I owned a bar as extensive as I feel like it's an extensive, you know, bar
collection,
I would get a little pissed.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, I got this whiskey in Japan and they only made 8 bottles
the
of it.
Yamazaki.
And you drank all of it. He also took a shower.
Yeah, took a
he
shower.
He stayed in his bed.
Weird, no?
And I think because, you know, he has cameras all around, they knew what happened.
Yeah.
But my question for you is, if you had that amount, like, if you had that much money, and you're like a freaking millionaire and you're a celebrity, would you want that person to, I don't know, like, would you charge something against that person? Or would you just, you know, like a slap on the wrist and say, don't do it again, bye-bye?
Okay. So supposedly this guy got booked for felony vandalism due to a damaged door in the home.
Okay.
If he didn't come in with, it's hard to tell, right? With the intent to hurt you or something or rob you. It doesn't seem like, he drank, right? But he didn't
steal anything.
We don't know, but it seems like he didn't steal anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. And also, this is supposedly the second time that, like, apparently there's a female intruder back in January that also
and
got
her
in.
Name is Rika.
So this house, first of all, is not safe. How do you get in, bro?
I know.
Like, what security?
It seems like it's surrounded by just trees.
There's gotta
is there
be
a gate?
There's gotta be a gate.
There's gotta be a gate.
But I don't know. First of all, he's got to get a different security team.
I know.
This.
I mean, I'm going to fire that team.
But would I charge the guy?
It's kind of like something that you think about because, I mean, you're this rich ass fucking celebrity.
True.
Would you want another person
to go to jail?
To go to jail just because, you know, they drank a couple of bottles of booze?
Probably not, man. Maybe like, you know, a restraining order.
Maybe, but at the same time, I don't know. Is it just me? But like, I would want to help that person. Like, what do you need, dude? Yeah. Like, for you to not do this again in my home and other people's homes, do you need a job?
Yeah.
Do you
need,
you know,
there's a great story of a basketball player named Lou Williams. Mm-hmm. I think he's still active. And he got held at gunpoint. And Lou Williams actually kind of talked him down. And then I think they even, like, he brought him to like a fast food drive-thru.
Yeah.
He didn't, the story say he invited him into his car. But no, I think what really happened was he was driving and he was just walking, like he was driving slowly, and he was just talking to him, asking him, you know, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And I think he eventually turned himself in or whatever, but he didn't press charges, I think. But stuff like that, like, I think he kind of understood that this guy is in a rough place.
Yeah.
He probably was only, you know, trying to hold him up because he needed money. In some way, I feel like if I was super fucking rich, I think...
And you would have the means to help the person.
I would like to say that I would maintain my empathy.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's a rare occurrence that they actually have a gun pointed at you. Yeah. I would be a little scared. But if it's something like this... You know, that they don't really intend to hurt you.
Yeah, they just wanted to maybe go hang out in your... something could be... He might have a mental problem,
too.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, you can still help that person. It's kind of like that judge. Remember that judge?
The nice judge. Yeah,
and
yeah,
now I think he has, like, a show or something. He's always online.
Yeah, I see it.
And he would ask the person to explain their story. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it would be... Right?
One was like a speeding ticket.
Yeah, speeding ticket.
Because he was trying to whatever.
Exactly, because
like
sometimes
that.
It's really. Because we're all humans,
right? Yeah. Before we end this, I just want to say, like, what is the most? Because you're talking about the expensive liquor, expensive liquor that Johnny Depp had. What is the most expensive liquor that you've ever had?
I don't think I've.
You never had like a fucking bougie ass one.
I've never been in that crowd.
Damn. On my final day working at this, like, I worked at a law firm in the States. They took me out to, like, a dinner, and, like, it was on the company's tab.
Right.
And my boss said, yeah, just get whatever.
Like, and then what'd you get?
I got this, the Yamazaki whiskey, like, the award-winning one. Mm-hmm. And one shot was, like, $60, bro. Like, 3,000 pesos. That shot,
I wonder how much the whole bottle was.
I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I would want to taste something expensive, and not just because of, like, let's say the bottle or something. I want it to be because, you know, it's rare or it's really hard to make.
At first, I was on the train of, like, you know, one whiskey tastes like, you know, cheap whiskey, expensive whiskey, or whatever, same thing.
Yeah.
But I've had, like, let's say red label versus blue label.
There's a difference.
It is a difference,
bro. Which reminds me, because remember last week I said that we went into, like, the speakeasy bar, and the bartender let us take, like, free shots of this tequila. Okay, here we go again. this tequila, and I hate tequila. It's because I've only
I'm not a fan.
I've only been drinking cheap tequila, and he gave us, like, a really nice tequila. It was smooth. I didn't even make a face. Okay. Is it that or my tolerance?
But
is,
isn't that half the fun? The face.
The face. I don't know. But it's either that or, like, I have, like, a higher tolerance now. From alcohol. But I don't know, man.
I'm
but
weak,
still,
bro.
That was some smooth tequila.
Tequila. Like agave.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's it.
Shout out.
Also, by the way, this Wednesday, I know we postponed the Lecheca for a while because we had the sponsored post, and then we had, like, what did we have? We had a Does Rika Know or something like that.
Yeah.
But fear not, we have your email. Shout out to my girl April Joy, by the way, from Loft Crew. Your email, girl. I'll read it in the next time we record. But we have a Tres Leches.
Interesting. Something that I'm very much passionate about.
We have it's a host of a Podcast Network Asia show about true crime.
Yes. Okay. So the show is. Are we gonna?
Oh no, there's your beep in there.
No, I mean, are we gonna?
Are we gonna? Say, if you can, if you want.
Okay.
Or it should be a surprise.
It's
a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Okay, so we have a Tres Leches. And it's really cool. You get to meet the host of another Podcast Network Asia show about true crime. And
And we had
great conversation.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. We had really such a fun conversation.
So that's happening on Wednesday, okay?
Yeah.
Shout out to people
on Twitter. By the way, we were number 27 this week.
I saw
on
number
the 20, trending.
Actually. 20. Number 20? We got as high as 20.
On the trending podcast. Yes, finally, you
suck
guys.
My dick, Spotify
you
algorithm.
Came through. Suck our halo halo dick, man. Anyway, shout out to AJ. Oh, by the way, who asked me what my dream was, because I tweeted, naalala ko yung dream ko kagabi, what if mangyari talaga? It was me and McCoy Dubs hosting a show like Oprah and Gayle King. We were just in like, Auntie we had Gilly. Our own show. I don't know. Anyway, that was a dream. Anyway, Daniel, at the Halo Halo Show, when Mahershala Ali was the commencement speaker for your graduation, he's as cool as you think. Wow, that is really cool. Miel A, shout out to you. L.A. followed us. Roselle, who else? Michael A. Pantoja and Chad, shout out to Tiger Bomb, Muse, and Leo Jose.
What up?
Dominic, shout out. Dwin, and to the Jason Valdez. That sounds like an R&B artist. The Jason.
Slash photographer.
Right. The Jason Valdez.
Hell yeah.
Aaron, Geronimo, Dari Ferreira, Daily Dose of Hot Men. Hey, Tari. This wait.
That just came at you like reading a teleprompter.
This TikTok, I'm sorry, this Twitter account called The Daily Dose of Hot
Hell
Men.
Yeah, sign me up, man.
Like our tweet.
Hell yeah.
Probably because of you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, who's a man?
It's probably just a bot, bro.
No, dude. I feel like it's an actual account.
Okay. An alter account.
Shout out to Aaron Geronimo and, of course, to Podcast Network Asia.
Shout out. On IG, Althea Bongalon. Bongalon?
Bongalon.
Bongalon, maybe. I am Judah Great, Cosbly Thee, J Rangel 2017, Diane That Got Away. Shout out to, I can't say that because that's our chest legend. Yes. Vampia, Manon Chris, Elijah Kat Lee, Millings, Aaron Daniel C, Katrinidad underscore 06, Daniel Anthony Pascual, Mooney Space, RMN 11, Get That 30, bro. Oh, did you see that video? Get That 30, bro. So,
Kabalistugan.
Dude, you should watch it.
Ellen.
Naka ano school Zoom call tas nagko Call of Duty.
You know what, I experienced some secondhand shame and secondhand fear. I feel like
dude,
I was scared
so
for
mad,
the, I know
bastos nang ba ano bastos
I was so scared for them,
dude.
I didn't even want to finish the video,
dude. The classmates were a bunch of snitches, huh? I'd be like,
no, because
I know you can tell who it is, but I'd be like, I don't know who that is. That's what I don't know, sir. Is that Mr. Rodriguez?
Yeah, maybe I would be like, I would find a way.
I'd be like, I don't know, sir.
No, but there would always be that one person.
True.
So I can't.
I mean,
really
they can't
blame,
really,
I can't blame
he
them.
He called him out by name. So like, yeah, you know, he even called one of his, the girls in this group. Like,
yeah,
is that him? At that point, you probably have to be like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So yeah, once again, check out, use the link if you're going to shop on Lazada's birthday this Saturday.
Yeah, come on, help us out, you guys.
Help us out. And
can you tell them what would happen if, no.
Just help us out. If you shop on there, you're helping us out.
Come on.
And TBH, you don't get anything from it.
Except
for satisfaction of helping your two favorite podcasters.
Yeah.
Oh, diba?
Very bang. Well.
That's it, man.
Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram,
where it's just Halo Halo Show. And that's it. Extra song. Halo Halo Show.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.